The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is my compadre and partner, my husband, Big Vito. He's the mister. And in case you're wondering, this is the little debate show that everybody seems to love when we destroy each other. Hi, Vito. How are you today?
It's the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. Everybody knows me by that name. You know, my street cred, former Nick, former rapper. You know, shaker, baker, candlestick maker. You know, it's just one of those things here. You know, and they start off with the Russo brand, but it's the Big Vito brand. Who do you think gave Russo a start in the business? The B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
I thought it was Johnny Rods.
No, it wasn't Johnny Rods.
Oh, maybe I'm confused.
You've been confused for a long time.
I have been. So, how was your week so far? How was your weekend? We're wrapping up the weekend. It's Monday here.
Tough week. You know, just dealing with a bunch of stuff. Some wrestling-related stuff, you know, won't bring up here because this is not the forum for it. But everybody just know, keep fighting for your rights. Keep on strong. Never back down. Fight for what's yours.
Hells yes. Always. Hey, you know what we always say? Can't keep a LaGrasso down.
No.
Never. No matter who you are. So, but your weekend was good.
Yeah, went back to the country club on Friday.
What did we do Saturday? Oh, we went swimming.
Went swimming.
And we had family Sunday, fun day Sunday. We went back to Disney.
Went back to Disney.
Went to Animal Kingdom for the first time. What was your favorite part about Animal Kingdom?
Leaving.
Really?
I got mud on my shoes.
Boo-hoo-hoo, I'll buy you a new pair.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. You wore a shirt that I bought you today. I always take care of my man.
Stop.
I keep it tight. See, it's a brush of dirt off your shoulder. I keep it tight. Oh, you lost again.
What did I lose?
Last week's vote.
What was it about?
I don't even remember now.
See, so how do you know I lost?
Because you lost. No, it was shit-talking friends. I'm just kidding. I know what the vote was. It was shit-talking friends. And you said, I cut negative people. I said that I cut people that talk shit, and people agreed with me. It was close. I was in the 60%. You were down here in the 40%. But we all agree that anybody that's an ass to you needs to be cut.
Right. So all the people who voted against me, you cut.
You cut them anyway. You always say terrible things about the brand.
Not because they're a bunch of jerks. Go on my Amazon. You know, show me some love.
Oh, my God. We're back to that again? You took off a couple. Well, Christmas is coming up. The holidays are coming up.
No, I need something now.
That echo. Did you just hear that echo? That's because this is over here. I move that out of your way there. All right. So, Vito, are you ready for this week's topic?
Yes.
So, last week we touched upon this a little bit, but you and I had a heated exchange about this topic this week, and I figured this might be good to bring this on. Also, too, on Tuesday, that is tomorrow, if you're watching this on Monday on the Russo brand or listening on the Big Vito brand, we're going to have a new podcast on the Big Vito brand called 90 Day Fiancé Group Therapy, and it's going to be me, and it's going to be you guys. I'm going to bring on people that watch 90 Day Fiancé, including Big Vito, who is just starting to get into the 90 Day Fiancé thing.
Yeah.
But he's hyped about it, actually. Hyped about it. We're going to go on and we're going to talk about the show, and we're going to talk about all the crazy people on the show. And I'm going to bring people on from the show. I'm already talking to a bunch of people from the show. They're going to end up coming on. So we're going to have our own little version of pillow talk here on the Big Vito brand. So here's what this week's topic is going to be, Big V. Would you ever go on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
That's not the full topic. Give me a minute here. I knew you were going to say yes, dead off. I knew it. But would you ever go on 90 Day Fiancé? Would you, and this is a very specific, would you not meet someone in person, meet them online, get a K-1 visa, and that means you have to get married within 90 days of them coming to the United States, and marry a person you've never met in person after getting a K-1 visa? So would you do the full 90-day fiancé with the K-1 visa, married within the 90 days, 90-day fiancé, the whole bowl of wax?
Yes.
You still would. Okay, I would not. And I'm going to let you go first and say why you would do it and why you would get the K-1 visa. It's called a K-1 visa is what it is. K-1 visa, and you would bring somebody over here and marry them. Now, what if they were catfishing you when you brought them over? Like, you got to think of these things. Go ahead. You go right ahead and you say why.
Well, what everybody forgets is I already did the Dazzler. I mean, I went on Shipmates when, you know, dating games were like, you know, they set you up with blind dates. So would I do it again? Yeah. So, I mean, like, they pay you.
But they do pay you, but it's not a lot. You get like maybe a grand or $2,000 an episode. You got to figure 12 to 14 in a season. You may make all of them that you appear on. You could make 12, you know, or whatever. But you got to figure, it may seem like a good chunk of change, but all your personal business is out there. How cheap are you? Like, you're going to like do it for like $1,000 or $2,000. And the people in the foreign country that you're marrying, they're not allowed to get paid because they don't have a working visa. Now, if you film in their country, they can get paid because they're working in their country. But if they film over there, so it's not like they're bringing it over and you're combining it and you're making a couple thousand. No, you're making the money. They're not making anything. And you have to get married. So this isn't like Shipmates where you're on a ship for 3 days and you can bang and say goodbye. This is a K-1 government visa. And if you marry them, you're sponsoring them for the U.S. citizenship for 10 years.
Right, regardless. If you marry them.
But that's the premise of the conversation, is that you get a K-1 visa, you come over, and you have to get married within the 90 days.
Right, but you have to, but there's no rule that says you have to.
Yes, there is. You have to, or they have to leave.
Right.
They get basically deported.
They get deported.
Which has happened on the show. Where people, right. You know, whatever. But would you do the whole shebang? Would you get married in the 90 days?
It's possible. Things happen. I mean, if the chick is good to me, she treated me good, and we hit it off and everything was cool, yeah, why not?
What if it... let's do a what-if scenario. Do you want me to say why I wouldn't first?
No, but just go ahead.
But do you want to like flesh yours out a little bit on why I think that you might be making a mistake?
Go ahead, because like, you know, the BIGV from the LOG.
I don't know what he wants me to do. He just told me to go ahead for both of them.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Speak your piece.
Okay. Here's what I want to say, okay? I would not. Now, I'm an expert at reality TV shows. Would you agree with this?
Guess so.
And I have like a lot of friends that are on like reality TV shows or have been on reality TV shows, correct? Like, I made friends with a lot of people and,
right,
you know, the Teen Moms and the 90 Day and stuff like that. Okay, so I know a lot about reality TV. I'm like,
right,
the come-to person. I have seen some bad shit go down on the show. I've seen people get catfished. I've seen people get stranded in other countries and they can't get back. Like, people in the U.S. go over and meet them and then they can't get back over here. And then you're stuck there. What do you do there? Or what if, and this is an actual scenario that is happening right now. Woman went over to the country. At first, the guy catfished her, which if somebody catfishes me, we're not hooking up afterwards. That seems like a bad idea, correct? She goes over to India. Her name is Jenny. Sumit is her significant other. She goes over on her 90 days, right? She goes over, they have a little apartment, he's telling her they have to wait to get married, whatever. All of a sudden, his family and a woman and her family storm into their apartment. Guess what? Sumit was married. He had an arranged marriage and he was keeping her in an apartment on the side, on the other side.
Nice! I like it.
So what happened was, see, over there in that country, that shit's serious. Like, they can kill you for stuff like that because that's, like, dishonorable, right?
Right.
They pull him out of the apartment. He's gone. She is stuck there in India, no money, doesn't speak the language, no transportation in this apartment, and she just watched him get yanked out the door by the family and the in-laws, yanked him out the door, and she's stuck there, and she had to figure out how to get back.
But isn't the camera crews there with her?
Yeah, but they aren't supposed to they don't interfere in your life. They don't interfere. They have to just watch, because it's a reality show, and the deal is, if you cross that line, you get fired. It happened to one of the cast members on The Real World. On the first Real World, one of the producers got too close to one of the women on The Real World. They started dating, and they fired him. True story. Uh-huh. That really happened. So they can't interfere. They could lose their job. So they got to sit there and just be like, oh, hey, what's up? You're stuck in India? Well, we got a flight going back to the... So they're stuck. And sometimes the crew is foreign, depending on where they are. You just get a producer. So she got stuck over there. So what happens to you if you go over and you got catfished and you got stuck? Or somebody comes over here and something happened and then they're stuck and can't get back. And you are on their K-1 visa and you're their American sponsorship and they're stuck in this country. Guess what you're responsible for? Them. The whole show, bro.
That means I'm going to the U.S. Embassy. I'm going to fight for my rights. I'm going to try to get myself out. Because I am the BIGB from the LOG and I got connections.
Okay, so that's my no. I don't want to be tied to somebody for 10 years. Like, I've been with you for 11, and that's like pushing it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot. You're the person I've been with the longest on the planet, because usually I can only tolerate people for about 2 or 3 years, and then that's it. But you, I kind of like you. I like your face. We get along very good. We have the same tastes in foods. That and music. We have a good time. You tolerate me. That's a lot. So I stay with you, but I can't imagine being responsible for another person. And then you've got to get all the papers in order. And it costs money. Just to be on 90 Day Fiancé, you're going to do all this. It's going to cost you thousands of dollars to get the bitch over here. Excuse my language. The young.
I think maybe, if I was going to go on 90 Day Fiancé, I'd bang the bitch for a good good 6 weeks.
But it doesn't work like that.
And I'd send her home.
But you paid all this money for a K-1 visa. You're going to bang her and bail on her? You're like K-1, then K-done?
Yeah.
But you can't do that. You're responsible for... So, first off...
But hold on a second. But if it doesn't work out, you could send them on their way, correct?
Kind of. Yeah. Except, what if you bring them over here, they bang you a little bit, and they take off, and now they're in America, and you can't find them, and you're on their K-1 visa, and your American sponsorship, and they keep coming to you going, where is Jen?
And I'd say, she's missing.
Where is Maria from Spain?
I don't know.
Love Spanish.
She's missing.
Well, Vito, you're on her K-1 visa, and you claim to have a relationship with her, and you guys claim to be engaged.
I did. She ran away.
You were supposed to get back. Now, Vito, you're responsible. You signed your name as an American citizen on this piece of paper.
Yeah, but if the person disappears and runs away,
you're still responsible.
All right, but do you know what? It's good riddance. Get out, bitch.
Vito, if you had, and I'm not trying to be rude. I could say if I had a puppy. If you had a puppy, okay, and you went to the pound, and you got a beautiful Rottweiler. She was a gorgeous show dog Rottweiler, okay? And you said, man, that's one good-looking Rottweiler. He said, I'd like to adopt that Rottweiler. Here is my $150. Here is my $25 for a license. We're going to microchip. We're going to do all these things. There is my Rottweiler. Wow, she looks really great. I bring her home. We hang out for a couple weeks. You're playing fetch. She's great. She's shaking. She's licking your face. She's eating the cheap food like it's filet mignon, and everything is good. But all of a sudden, you wake up one day, your Rottweiler's not there. Your Rottweiler ran away. And it's gone, and you can't find your Rottweiler. Your Rottweiler hauls ass down the street, goes into the next neighborhood, causes absolute chaos in the next neighborhood, bites an old man, starts stealing steaks off people's grill, and the police, they pick up your Rottweiler. And it says, Vito J. LaGrasso on the tag here, and then in the scan, Vito J. LaGrasso. That's your Rottweiler. You paid to bring that Rottweiler here, and you were responsible for that Rottweiler, and that Rottweiler got away, bit the man, and ate his steak. You are now responsible. It's the same thing with the K-1 visa.
That's fine. I'll get out of it.
I present listening to that whole tale, and the only thing you can say is you get out of it. I gave you an entire analogy.
All right, fine. I'd get out of it, but I'm telling you, I'd bang the bitch for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Vito, Joseph LaGrasso. God forbid. I'm going to need something stronger than tea.
I'm telling you, this is what I would do. I'd bang her for a little bit. If I didn't like her, send her ass back.
Let me play this scenario out for you. Second part. You pay all the money. You get her over, you have your relationship, you're sitting there, you're taking selfies and everything so you can show to INS and ICE that you're all good, okay? You bring her over. You're banging the bitch, as you say, okay? You're having sex with this young lady, all right? She's here, and you like it. And the show goes, man, you guys are great together. This is great. You're having sex. You're going to clubs. You're partying. 90 days is almost up, Vito. We would like, if you guys got married, man, we're going to offer you a season two. Do you marry her? Do you marry her for a season two with more upped money because it's another
Yeah! Season? You can always get the divorce.
But you're marrying her just for the TV show. Yeah. But, you can always get the divorce. However, as a rule in the United States, even though you have divorced this woman, you have the sponsorship papers in on her. If they're already in process through your marriage, you cannot pull them back. You are responsible for 10 years, which happened to Daniela Muhammad, where she tried to get the papers pulled to say he defrauded her because he wouldn't even have sex with her. He didn't even kiss her at their wedding, okay? And this is the one that didn't show up on my show, which we're going to talk about, by the way, on Tuesday. But she's now responsible for Muhammad, who's around screwing women and doing all these other things, for 10 years. The court didn't pull it, even though she filed to say it was a false marriage, that he wouldn't consummate the marriage. They said, we have no way of proving this. Danielle, you're responsible for this, J-Bo, for 10 years. Now you're responsible for your Rottweiler female for 10 years. And you may have had good times and you may have had partying, but if you don't have anything in common, 10 years... Plus, also, some of these people don't speak the same language. They use these Fugazi translators. So then what? You don't speak the same language as her.
I've been there, done that already. I can handle it.
Who did you... You never were married to somebody you didn't speak the same language to.
You forget I've traveled the world. I've been with different women. I've been around the world. I didn't speak English.
But you don't... You didn't speak English?
They didn't.
Oh, they didn't. But you forget... You may have traveled the world, and you were here and there for, what, a few weeks, a month,
no,
maybe?
No, I lived in different countries.
That's fine. But did you live in the house with a woman for 10 years and not speak the same language? That's some Twilight Zone shit right there. You never lived with somebody that you didn't speak the same language with for 10 years.
I did live with somebody. I kind of stayed with somebody for, like, a couple weeks that she didn't speak the language.
A couple weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Where was this?
In Germany.
Oh, was that the girl in that picture in the newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
How did you hook up with her?
Miss Hanover.
Yeah, that's right. Miss Hanover. That was it. How did you hook up with Miss Hanover? I don't understand. And everybody goes, why can't you just understand? Because I go, I'm going to meet the love of my life. Well, how do you know they're the love of your life if you've never met them? Like, is that desperation? So please explain to me so I understand. You went to Germany to wrestle in the Iron Man tournament, right?
Mm.
Okay. You went to wrestle in the Iron Man tournament in Germany, and you hooked up with Miss Hanover, okay? And we still have the newspaper around here somewhere with you and Miss Hanover and whatever have you, blah, blah, blah. Guess what, Miss Hanover? I got a ring on it, whatever. So anyway, how did that even come about if you don't speak the same language?
Things happen.
Explain, Lucy. Explain.
Things happen. You just understand each other. You just understand each other. It's you communicate.
What do you just go?
No, you communicate.
But how do you communicate?
You just do.
You have to explain this to us because
you just
we
do
are the
people. People forget. I've traveled the world. I've been in different countries. I've been in places where people don't speak English, but I've always been able to communicate with different people. It's just something that you learn how to do. You know, with a female, it was, you know, there's one-on-one. You learned how to understand each other.
The only thing I can kind of equate that to is when you talk to a baby and a baby doesn't understand. You know, like when I had babies and then you would talk to them and you'd kind of go, do you want this pumpkin spice? You know, that's how you communicate with a baby. Do you want this? Is that what you do? Like you just point at shit? Like we do with the lady when she wasn't talking. We go, do you want this? Remember, we used to have to do that. Do you want milk? Is that what you do?
Well, you do. You sometimes you do, but like you, but as an adult, it's not a baby thing. It's just something that you learn how to do.
So you potentially could get into a meaningful relationship with somebody you don't speak the same language as at all. No
it's,
words.
It's possible.
See, I'm a words person. I would be, I don't know if I could get into that. Like, I've seen some of these people, there were the two, they were beekeepers, and he was from this, like a Russian area, and he didn't speak, like, a word of the language, nothing. And they met because they're both beekeepers, and they met, like, on an online beekeeper convention or something.
Guys,
I don't understand
it is possible to do.
So you're saying that you would marry somebody, well, you would bring somebody over for 90 days from a foreign country with the potential of marrying them.
Right. And if I didn't like them, I'd ship them back.
Like I said, K-1 or K-done. K-1 visa or K-done. You'd be K-done.
Right, I'd be K-done.
All right. I would not do this. So guys, we're going to need you to vote because this is a very, very, like we have been debating this for what, the entire week? We talked about it at dinner.
I'm trying to get on 90 Day Fiancé right now.
But you can't. You have me. You don't want to be Kay done with me. You love me, well, I think. Maybe a little. You keep me around. Maybe you just edit your podcast. I don't know. But I'm here. So you can't have somebody else.
But I want to go on 90 Day Fiancé. I want to add to my IMDb.
I'm going to IMDb your ass. You can't go on 90 Day Fiancé. You have a 11-year relationship.
Guys, if you want to see the BIGV from the LOG, go on 90 Day Fiancé, write us, tweet us,
Instagram us. No, guys, that's not what we need this time. What we need is for you guys to vote. Would you do 90 Day Fiancé? Would you bring somebody to this country you've only talked to online and marry them within 90 days? Big Vito says yes because he's a whore for a paycheck. Anyone's dad to his IMDb. I say no because I have to make a connection with somebody before I commit legal government paperwork.
Guys, if you want to see the BIGV of the LOG, a 90 Day Fiancé, write us, tweet us, put it on my Twitter. I will make it happen.
You are not going on 90 Day Fiancé. You're married.
Girl.
But if you divorce me to go and hook up with somebody,
guys, if you want to see the BIGV,
you can't do
on 90 Day Fiancé or another shipmates or reality show.
You could do whatever reality show doesn't involve dating or getting married,
right?
Or sleeping with other women.
I didn't say I was sleeping.
Or
with
anything them. Else for that.
I didn't say sleep. I said go on the show.
No, I'm laying down the rules.
Hold on. Do you have to sleep with them? No.
If you, yeah, actually, like, if you marry them and your intentions are true, you consummate your marriage. Do you remember what you said to me the night we get married? Do you remember? Oh, you remember what you said to me the night we got married.
Yeah,
we got up to the room. We were exhausted. We had a whole day wedding, a whole night party after party. And what was the first words you said to your wife on your wedding night?
Consummating this shit.
I was like, Vito, like, I'm really tired. Like, we've been together for a billion years. No. What did you do? So you're going to say you're not going to do that? You forget that I know you like this. I know you, and I know the things that you do. And there's no way that you're going to bring over a 90-day fiancé without getting it in there. I'm just telling you that that's how I feel about it. I'm sorry.
All right, so if you want to see Big V,
Don't you dare.
Yeah, guys,
say
write
that.
Me.
No.
And then you know what? I want you to go on my Amazon list and send me clothes so I can look sharp on 90 Day Fiancé.
Guys, if you want to vote, would you do 90 Day Fiancé or would you not do 90 Day Fiancé? We will have a poll up on Twitter, Magic, capital T, spiller. It'll be up for 5 days and then you get to vote and then we will come back next week to the winner. You know what I'm offended about by this whole thing? Is do you know what next weekend is?
No.
Our wedding anniversary. So you're talking about going on 90 Day Fiancé and hoes and marrying and getting K-1 government visas for hoes. And that's our wedding anniversary next week. Our 6-year wedding anniversary.
I think it's awesome because I bring some au pairs into the shop. You know,
I told you, you can't have an au pair unless au pair. I can have a Inga. Baby. You Inga. Told me we don't have any babies, so we can't
Inga.
Have
any au pair. Inga. From Sweden.
No. No. You can't bring her over on your pretend ass K-1 visa and try to show it to TLC. Please, TLC, look at my K-1 visa. I'm going to marry Olga from Olginton. I don't know. Where's Olga from? Sweden.
It's Inga from Sweden.
Whatever. Helga, Olga, Eden, and Odin.
Nobody said nothing about Olga. It's Inga from Sweden.
Tell your story. It's not a you story, by the way. This is not about me, though. But
guys, when I was in Staten Island, there was a neighbor, and he had an au pair. Her name was Inga from Sweden. Beautiful, 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 beautiful blonde-haired girl. I mean, she was a 10 of 10. The guy was married. Wife is 300 pounds. He had a Corvette, two kids, right? The wife never stepped foot in this Corvette. She couldn't fit. But Inga got in the Corvette. And then it was just obvious that he was hitting it with the au pair.
Hitting it. How do you know he was hitting it
because
with the
au pair? Spoke to him about it.
He told you he was hitting it with the au pair?
And I said, well, how do you get an au pair? He says, it's easy. You just have to, you know, he told me what to do. So you go to this agency and then they, you know, whatever you got to do. But it's easy to bring an au pair into your household and they want to stay in the country. So they will do what they have to keep their position.
But do you know what an au pair does?
Yes, they take care of the children and the house.
We don't have any
They take
children.
Care of the house.
Our housekeeper was English, and I don't know what happened.
We need someone to take care of the house, so it would be great to have an au pair.
Au pair, a maid. A maid takes care of your house. An au pair takes care of your
right,
children.
Right, so she would be a young maid au pair.
Let me tell you something. I am the Never mind. I was going to say the head bitch in charge, but it's like not even worth it because there's no other women coming in this house but me, unless it's of an animal species. There's no other women coming in this house. This is it.
We need an au pair.
No, I am the queen of this castle, and we do not need another woman in this house. I am the queen of the castle.
She's not looking to be a queen. She's looking to be an au pair and have employment.
The only way you're getting an au pair is if I get a baby, and you told me no. So.
And why is that? Thank you.
I don't know. Why is that?
Why is that?
I don't know. You just said no. Why is that?
Yeah, because I'm not adopting someone else's children.
That's a horrible thing to say in public. It's your child.
No, I want to make my own children.
Well, come here, baby. What? No? No? Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to do anything with you. You're going to go do a 90-day fiancé and marry somebody, and you're already married. Then you're going to get nabbed for bigamy because you filled out a K-1 visa paper and you're already married. You're going to go to jail for bigamy.
So I will go on 90-day fiancé. Get an out-of-town wife, and then fill out papers to get an au pair. Wow!
The tangled web you are weaving with the government right now. Like, seriously?
This is some awesome... Guys, if you want to see the BIGV...
You're not going on 90-day fiancé. You are simply not going on it. You are married. You should have thought of this before you married me.
I didn't know the show wasn't available.
I don't even know if the show existed when we got... I don't think it did.
No, it didn't.
Well, good. You got me. At least I didn't catfish you. You started hitting me up online. I never catfished you. I look exactly like I looked online.
But that was yesterday, and today's today. It is what it is, and it was what it was.
Listen, don't be taking quotes out of the show, cheaters, because we don't need that shit here. All right. What I'm saying is, you are married to me. You do not need to go on 90 Day Fiancé. You are married to me.
Guys, if you want to see me on 90 Day Fiancé or the rerun of Shipmates...
The rerun of Shipmates is available on Twitch.
Exactly.
.tv/TheBigVetoBrand. Go and check it out. Also, Double Dare is available. And right now, they are free to everyone. So go check them out. We're going to have some more exclusive content coming on. Plus, don't miss 90 Day Fiancé Group Therapy. It will be 9 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. We're going to have a really good time. We have different people coming on. People have been on our show before. New people that are coming on. We have a group on Facebook. Vito's in it. I'm in it. It's called 90 Day Fiancé Group Therapy.
Guys, we share memes.
We have a great time. We laugh. It's all in good fun. And you'll see some people there. You know, we have a lot of people in our group, a lot of wrestlers that are big fans of the show.
Maybe we can get David Arquette to join. Does David watch the show?
I don't know. Shelly Martinez and I are obsessed. Yeah. Shelly Martinez and I text each other about the show all the time. And we both like Darcy and Stacy because they're just a mess and we love them.
Does Lizzie and Chris watch the show?
I don't know if Lizzie watches the show. Bobcat does. Cindy Snow. She watches the show. I have to see if Lizzie watches it. South Philly Neen watches it, so she's going to come on. Her mom watches it. We've been trying to get Big Ange on a podcast for like 3 years.
So guys, this is a new show. Check it out.
It's going to be a hot show. Tuesday nights. Right. Dr. Noel Harlow leading the group therapy for 90 Day Fiancé. You're going to be streaming some games this week?
Yeah, I think I'll try to.
6 p.m. Vito will be streaming some basketball this week. He's got NBA Jam and he's got NBA 2K20. So we're going to go on and stream some games. Getting Color is available right now for you guys. What did you discuss on Getting Color this week?
Roman Reigns in a feud with Jey Uso. Lana. Being that she went through a table as revenge for Miro going to AEW and a whole host of other things, but you have to go and subscribe and go check out the show on Getting Color, the Big Vito Brand.
Twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. Click the subscribe button. Click the follow button. Tips and bits. Anything helps. Everything we make on podcasting goes back into podcasting. We don't spend it. We don't do anything. It goes right back into the podcasting business. Am I correct?
Right.
You are correct. So go ahead and check that out. Also, the Big Vito Brand is now on the brand new Amazon Music podcasting. We got picked up this weekend by Amazon Music. So you can check us out on Amazon Music under the podcast section. Just put in the Big Vito Brand. We're available everywhere you love to listen to podcasts. And of course, on social media under the Big Vito Brand, under Magic Tea Spiller. And
that's it. Show's over.
That's it. So, happy anniversary early. Since you're going to go on 90 Day Fiancé, I guess this is our last anniversary together.
We have wonderful
plans to go to the Magic Kingdom together. But you love the Magic Kingdom.
I hate it.
Vito, you're a Disney guy now. Everybody knows it. You love the Avatar ride today. You are right a passage
like... I am 90 Day Fiancé guy. Go on the show.
All right, guys, we will see you back here next week. Don't forget to vote and stay safe and love each other.